20, if you would please. I also know another one about I fell into a burning ring of fire. Amen. Anyway, Proverbs chapter 20, if you would please. Verses 17 and 18. Bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. That's not very appealing. Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice to make war. Father, help us tonight. We're a little low in number tonight, but that's okay. We're not concerned. We are concerned for those that are hurting and sick. We are concerned about those that have had a providential hindrance. But Lord, we're not concerned to the point that we're going to have a nervous breakdown. Because the fact is, this is your church. And Lord, tonight we commit this service into your hand. I pray for those that could be here, but are not here for whatever reason. I pray, Lord, if they have a good reason, that you would help them. We didn't pray for Miss D, but I know she's oftentimes here. And Lord, I pray for those that will one day stand before the Almighty God and give an account on why they're not here. And if there's this reason they have for not being here, does not suffice. That God will be responsible. I pray for all of us, Lord, that we would realize we will all stand before the Lord and give an account of our works since we've been saved. And so, Lord, help us tonight. Holy Spirit, your word says you'd give the Holy Spirit to them that ask. Father, I ask you tonight for the Holy Spirit. I ask you, Lord, to empower my lips and empower every heart and every ear tonight to hear. I believe this is the most important message that I've ever preached in my life. I pray, God, you speak to our heart and minister to us. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. A person may think they are getting by with being deceitful. They may think it's sweet. Notice what it says in that verse. Bread of deceit is what? Sweet to a man. They may think it's sweet, but Almighty God knows, and nobody gets by with deceitfulness. That word deceit means dishonest. It means the act of representing as true that which is false. How many of you ever seen the movie Flywheel? Okay. It's made by the what's the name of them brothers? It's put out by those brothers that put out all the movies that are real good. What's the name of that movie that everybody likes on marriage? Fireproof. To me, Flywheels is about as good as Fireproof. It's one of the first movies, if not the first movie, these guys ever put out. And in that movie, Flywheel, the main star was one of the brothers, and he was a car salesman. car salesmen don't have good, they don't have good reputations. Amen. Whether they're honest or not, just seem like car salesmen don't have good reputations. And he was in church one Sunday morning. His wife had gotten saved. And he wasn't saved, but he went to church with him one Sunday morning. And here comes the offering plate. And he reached up into the offering envelopes and pulled out an empty envelope. And when the plate got to him, he dropped it in. Do we ever get an empty envelope, Miss Penny? Well, good. All right. But this guy dropped the envelope in. He was being deceitful. Amen? Being deceitful. We've all been deceived sometime or other. We've all deceived sometime or other. Maybe a spouse or child or sibling. Maybe a friend or acquaintance. Maybe we deceived them or they deceived us. It may have been the fellow at the car lot or car repair shop. It could have been anywhere. But we've all deceived and we've all been deceived sometime or the other. Amen. Now I want to look at the origin of deceitfulness. Now, most of us would say, well, surely the origin of deceitfulness is the devil. But look in Jeremiah, and we'll look there real quickly. Jeremiah chapter number 17, and look at verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh his flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Look in verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked, who can know it? Now notice what it says. The heart is deceitfully wicked, more wicked than all things, more deceitful than the devil himself. I got to thinking about this. Could it have been the devil's heart, if he has one? I guess I'm assuming he may. But could it be his heart when he said, I will exalt myself upon the throne? He was full of pride. Amen. But he says the heart, notice what he said. The heart is more deceitful than all things. You know, the most successful deceiver is somebody that's close to you. Somebody that you really think you can trust. They would be the easiest one to deceive you. Amen? It may be easier to be deceived by someone you trust than someone you have a question about their character. That makes sense? It does to me anyway. Amen? If you really believe someone is for you and on your side, it makes a lot easier for them to deceive you. You see, our big problem is we trust ourselves. We trust ourselves. One preacher's wife was talking to a group of young ladies about being alone with boys. And one of them said, ma'am, don't you trust us? She said, I don't trust myself. Why would I trust you? Our heart is the closest companion we have. Does that make sense? Our heart is the closest companion we have. And if we're not careful, it will ultimately, if we trust it exclusively, it'll ultimately do us in, our heart. Amen. Deception, someone said, deception is for me to sincerely believe that things are one way when they're in all actuality the other way. Well, you may say, if I can't trust my heart, what can I trust? Well, look back in Proverbs chapter 20. Look at verse 18. Every purpose is established by what? Every purpose is established by what? Counsel. Are you looking there? Proverbs 20:18. And with good advice make war. Psalms 1:1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Verse 2 of Psalms 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. A godly person, he said, to seek advice from a godly person, you read it later on, you ought to memorize Psalms 1, especially Psalm 1, 2, and 3, Psalm 1, 1, 2, and 3. Some of the verses I memorized first, thanks to Ron Kittle. You ought to memorize Psalms 1, 1 through 3. But he said, the godly person's delight is in the law of what? The Lord. So, we can't trust our heart. What can we trust? We can trust the law of the Lord. Amen. You can trust Scripture. You ought to search the Scriptures. You ought to learn to search the Scriptures for yourself. Don't wait till you come to church to hear the Bible. Amen. Miss Kay Beasley, she tried to get up with me earlier today after her brother got killed last night. It was 10 o'clock, I think, about before she found out about it. And her brother was killed. When I finally got up with her today, this was several hours after she had tried to get up with me, I called her and I said, Kay, I'm sorry I didn't call you back. I said, what's going on? And she told me, she said, my brother was killed last night. And she said, here's what she said. She said, but I was very upset. And she said, I was crying and I was very upset. But here's what she said. I'm okay now because I got to read my Bible. And I got to praying. And I'm thinking, praise God. I said, Kay. I said, I wish you could have got up with me. And Kay, I wish I had called you earlier. But praise God, you learned that your God is your God. You don't need the preacher. Amen. You're going to learn to search the Scriptures for yourself. You can't trust your heart. Look at Matthew. Now leave your place here. Proverbs, we'll be back, Lord willing. But look at Matthew. I want you to see this tonight. We're talking about the origin of deception. The origin of deception. We're talking about being deceived by our closest companion, which is our heart. Matthew 15, notice what he said, verses 18 and 19. But those things that proceed out of the heart, out of the mouth, come forth from the heart, and they defile a man. If you want to display your heart and what's in your heart, just keep talking. Just keep talking. And you'll display what's in your heart. But look at the next verse. For out of the heart proceed what? Talk to me. Are you here? Are you awake? Proceed what? Evil thoughts. Proceed what? Murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. That's what's in the heart of man. You can't trust your heart, friend. Oh, I love you with all my heart. Just let your heart be your guide. Let your heart lead you. Can I tell you something? How many listen? I would not be here tonight if I listened to my heart. I told her today, I said, I just want to give up. I just want to throw in the towel. I'm tired of talking like this. I'm tired of being tired. And Miss Janie knows. She knows what I'm talking about. She's been there. She's there. That's in my heart. That's in my heart. You got the same thing in your heart. Don't look at me like, don't look at me cross-eyed. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you thought about getting on 95 and heading north or south and forgetting everything and just getting on the road and leaving. Out of the heart. Evil thoughts, fornication, adulteries, and so on. Now, I want to give you some areas tonight. We got about 17 minutes. I want to give you some areas that you need to make sure that you got the truth on and not your heart. There's the area of salvation. Don't be deceived when it comes to salvation. Eternity is too long to be wrong. Don't you be deceived about salvation. Did you know 90% of the churches in this country teach salvation by works, by good living? 90% of the churches in this country, be good enough, give enough, get baptized, join the church, do this, do that. You'll be all right. Better be sure, friend, you got Bible salvation. The Bible says, Ephesians 2:8-9, by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourself, not of works, lest any man should boast. I know I'm saved. But I know I didn't save myself. Salvation, we're going to go on because I think most of y'all got it. Maybe. I hope so. If you ain't, you need to get it. Amen? Amen? I want you to see this. Well, I'll look at another verse. But let me give you my secondary. You need to be careful. That's your heart. Not telling you that, but it's the Word of God. Don't turn there. Hebrews 3:13. But exhort one another daily. That word exhort means to encourage. While it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. The second area is the area of sin. Sin does a lot of false advertising. Amen? Sin promises you one thing and does something else. Amen? Like these beer commercials, Miller Low Life, they promise you the high life. They don't tell you what that mess will do to you. Amen? Amen. A hard heart. He said, lest you be deceived by your hard heart, by hardening your heart. A hard heart will lead you from God. Let me give you some thoughts to prevent a hard heart. Number one, stay in tune with other believers. Amen? Listen, we need each other. Stay in tune with other believers. Amen? Encourage one another. Be concerned with one another. Listen, talk about your faith daily. Miss Sally, you get to talk about Jesus every day, don't you, down there at Broadland? Amen? Talk about your faith daily. Daily. Every day as God opens the door for you to say a good word for the good Lord, speak up. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Called Miss Charmaine after I got off the phone with Kay. You know what Kay did? She called Charmaine before she called me. She sure did. And you know what Charmaine did? She called Diane. Then she called Joyce. They all knew about it before I did. But Charmaine said, I called Diane and Joyce, and we've been praying. I said, hallelujah! That's what I want. Amen. That's what God wants. He said, but exhort one another daily while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. The area of sin, the area of salvation. Number three, real quickly, the area of scriptural preaching. Don't let your heart tell you that scriptural preaching is not what you need. It may not be what you want, but I promise you it's what you need. Amen? Somebody said a preacher's job is to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comforted. Amen. We need our toes stepped on. Amen. Listen to what Galatians 4:16 Paul said to those Galatians. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? You better thank God when you hear preaching that convicts you. Y'all thank God when you hear preaching that steps on your toes. We need our toes stepped on. Amen. The area of scriptural preaching. Number four, the area of separation. The heart says, everybody's doing it. I'm a little bit disappointed in Chick-fil-A. I'm a whole lot disappointed in Chick-fil-A. The article I read by a lady, she said, I'm afraid Chick-fil-A's going to have more room in their lines. You heard what they did. They backed down from their standard. The LBGQRSTUV. I don't know. There's too many letters. I can't remember. They got Chick-fil-A to quit helping the Salvation Army. and quit helping the Christian athletes, because the Salvation Army and the Christian athletes stood up and said, hey, homosexuality is a sin. It's against God. And Chick-fil-A's never said that publicly. But they support the Salvation Army and the LGBTQ, whatever they are. You know what I'm talking about. They got the bellyache in the Chick-fil-A, and they quit supporting the Salvation Army. They quit supporting the homeless people, the Christian athletes. They started supporting two other groups that do the same thing, but those other two groups have never stood up publicly and denounced homosexuality. And I'm a little bit sick of Chick-fil-A. I think they've made a bad move. Because I'm going to go to Popeye's and get my next sandwich. Amen. I've been wanting one anyway. Amen. I want to see what that line's all about. The Bible says, be ye separate, saith the Lord. He said, don't touch the unclean thing. And you've heard me say it before, the homosexuals are welcome to this church, but they're not going to come in here and sing in the choir and teach Sunday school. They're not going to do anything except sit there and shut up and listen. And they'll always be welcome. I don't care if there's six pews of them. I wish there was. I found out this. You get lost people to church, they get saved. That little lady we've been bringing the last 2 weeks, she got saved right down here Sunday morning. I talked to her on the way home. She said, preacher, she said, I've never been saved. We had a little lady that was here in the second pew, same pew. Little lady here with this other little girl Sunday morning. She lit up at me. She prayed. She'd have come forward, but somebody was stopping her. She was doing this here. She was edging her way toward the coming out. I watched her. Let me tell you, young people, vaping a key. I don't care who does it. Amen? Vaping a key. Amen? Smoking marijuana, key. Amen. It'll mess you up. I know. I smoked it. Alcohol will ruin you. I wish you could hear the story I've heard on the radio talking about Mel Trotter, a preacher of the gospel. His mama, his daddy was a drunk, and his mama, his daddy died, and when Mel Trotter had 5 or 6 kids, all of them were saved and serving God except Mel Trotter. And he followed the path of his daddy. He was a bartender and a drunk and a gambler. His little girl died. He took the shoes off her feet and sold them to get a drink of liquor. Don't tell me. Listen, I hate it. Hate what it's done to homes and families and people. Liquor. I hate premarital sex. It'll scar you, young person. And I'm going to go ahead and say this. You can tell Paul I said this, Rob. Over 1 hour of gaming a day is the wastefulness of your life. Over 1 hour of gaming a day, it'll ruin you. I am so, so hurt when I see young people. They can't even carry on a conversation without having their phone in their stupid hand. You see them all the time. They can't do anything without their phone. Nothing. They don't read no more. Don't have to read. I think you ought to read ought to learn to read. You ought to love to read. We got to go on. There is separation. And real quickly, I got about 5 minutes. The area of substance. I want you to see these verses. 1 Timothy chapter 6. And I'm through. Bear with me. I'm through. We talk to the young people. Let's talk to the old folks a minute. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 6. Notice what it says. I'm not going to take time to read all these. I was going to. The heart says money brings happiness. Amen. The Bible says it brings a snare and temptation. Joe Kane knew a man. He's dead now. A multimillionaire. A graduate of Bob Jones University. Wealthy, wealthy man. And just as backslidden as all get out. The Bible says, those that be rich fall into snare and a temptation. Listen, let me give you some things about substance. Look in verse 7. 1 Timothy 6, 7. For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. Notice in verse 17, charge them that are rich in this world, they be not high-minded, nor trust in what? What's the next two words? Uncertain what? Riches. But in the living God, which giveth us richly all things. You need to realize about substance, one day it's all going to be gone. Look in verse 8. But having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. You need to learn to be content with what you got. Amen. Look in verse 9 and 10. But they that be rich fall into temptation and snare, and many foolish and hurtful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some have coveted after they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. You need to monitor what you're willing to do with your money. Notice, look in verse 11. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. We want to love people. We want to love God's work and God's ways more than money. Look in verse 18. Notice, they that do good, that they may be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. Listen, freely share with others what God has shared with you. Amen. You know, no matter how poor we are, we can all give something. Marta, those three teenagers, they ain't got nothing. She told me the other night, she said, "Preacher, I got a drop cord running from my house to the neighbor's house." I said, "Why?" She said, "Their electricity was turned on." A few weeks ago, they were out of food. She took them some food over there. You know, no matter how poor you are, you can share with others. Amen. Look in verse 19 real quickly. Notice. Laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, they may lay hold on the eternal life. Listen, you ought to lay up treasures in heaven. Amen. Amen. I want to tell you something. I really don't ever expect me, and I really don't ever expect Harvest Baptist Church to be rich. I don't expect that. I really don't. I think there's some things more important. I remember when I first started this church, I went to a preacher's meeting. Two preacher friends, I mean, these are men that I know, have known for a while. They came to me, both of them, two different times during the same meeting. Brother Tedlock, we got over $100,000 in the bank. What you going to do with it? Oh, we know. We're all paid for. We're not going to build it. But we got over $100,000 in the bank. Both of them told me the same thing. I'm not against that. I'm like Dave Ramsey. If you have some money saved up for a rainy day, that'd be all right. But I believe you can help a lot of people with $100,000. I believe you can help missionaries. Amen. I believe you can do something to help somebody. Billy Graham said, and I'm through, we see ourselves as self-sufficient, self-important, and self-sustaining. God sees us as dependent, self-centered, and self-deceived. Proverbs 4:23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Friend, the closest companion you have is your heart. Watch out. Watch out. Nobody knows your heart but you and the Almighty God. And this book says your heart is deceitfully wicked above all things. That's where it started. If I were to quit because I'm tired of being tired, or if I were to quit because I'm, for whatever reason, you can believe one thing, the old heart. That's why you got to feed your soul, friend, every day. Let's stand, if you would, please.